Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled Uphill All the Way was written by Tim Gustafson. Christina Rossetti, a poet and devotional writer, found that nothing came easily for her. She suffered from depression and various illnesses throughout her life and endured broken engagements. Eventually, she died of cancer. When David burst into Israel's national consciousness, it was as a triumphant warrior. Yet, throughout his life, David faced hardship. Late in his reign, his own son, along with his trusted advisor and much of the country, turned against him. So, David took the priests, Abiathar and Zadok, and the sacred Ark of God with him, and fled Jerusalem. In 2 Samuel chapter 15, after Abiathar had offered sacrifices to God, David told the priests, "Take the Ark of God back into the city. If I find favor in the Lord's eyes, he will bring me back and let me see it and his dwelling place again." Despite the uncertainty, David said, "If God says, I am not pleased with you, let him do to me whatever seems good to him." He knew he could trust God. Christina Rossetti trusted God too, and her life ended in hope. The road may indeed wind uphill all the way, but it leads to our Heavenly Father, who awaits us with open arms. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 13 and 14, and verses 23 through 26. A messenger came and told David, "The hearts of the people of Israel are with Absalom." Then David said to all his officials who were with him in Jerusalem, "Come, we must flee, or none of us will escape from Absalom. We must leave immediately, or he will move quickly to overtake us and bring ruin on us and put the city to the sword." And now, picking up at verse 23, "The whole countryside wept aloud as all the people passed by. The king also crossed the Kidron Valley, and all the people moved on toward the wilderness. Zadok was there too, and all the Levites who were with him were carrying the Ark of the Covenant of God. They set down the Ark of God, and Abiathar offered sacrifices until all the people had finished leaving the city. Then the king said to Zadok, 'Take the Ark of God back into the city. If I find favor in the Lord's eyes, he will bring me back and let me see it and his dwelling place again. But if he says, I am not pleased with you, then I am ready. Let him do to me whatever seems good to him.'" Let's pray. Dear God, this life seems and can be so hard sometimes. Yet, we trust you to do what's right for us. Help us live in your hope, anticipating the day we'll be with you. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.